Hey besties, I'm Lauren.
I'm Megan.
And we're Bravo Behavior. All right, so we're back for round two of recording this episode. And I think that part of it is just karma because we haven't recorded. So we recorded this 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And come to find out that the microphones were not actually recording. It was my laptop, so it sounded like absolute garbage. So we're so dedicated to this podcast that we decided to record again.
We're going to rehash it out again.
And actually, I was telling Megan, it's actually a good thing because since the last time we attempted to record this, we've all now been able to watch the anticipated episode 6 of Vanderpump Rules. So, I mean, to take it back a little bit, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back to Bravo Behavior.
Welcome back to the living room.
It's been way too long. To the living room.
It's been way too long.
Okay, Lauren was saying last time, this has brought us back together. Like this, I mean, how can we not talk about Scandaball?
No, absolutely. That is going to be the core feature of this episode because there's just so much to say. Megan has a gigantic iPad with so many pages of notes. It's shocking.
I honestly was gathering every bit of information, true or not true. I didn't even check the validity of most of this, but I'm gonna assume
where there's
smoke, there's fire,
100%.
And that there's probably a hint of truth to almost everything, or some kind of truth to most of what's come out.
I would agree.
You know, there's some things that have been debunked, like the Patrick Sommers thing that Andy was like, we don't trust that source.
Yes.
But okay, I want to start from present time, but I feel like we need to take it back to the 2-3 weeks ago. When was this? When you texted me?
Oh, yes.
We need to take it back to where, okay, it's almost like, where were you? It's like, you know.
I was on the couch, I think just scrolling, because I think it was a Saturday or a Sunday, no?
I think it was, it was a Friday, I think.
The Friday before Karina's bridal shower.
Yes.
Because then at the bridal shower, we were all screaming.
Because the episode aired on Wednesday. I watched it on Thursday night, and I watched Watch What Happens Live on Thursday night, and then Friday morning I wake up to a text from Lauren, and it was the screenshot of Rachel, and
it was a TMZ story, so to me that's legit. Pretty credible, actually.
Oh my god. I was stunned.
So if you're listening to this, you probably have some idea of what's going on, but if you don't, first of all, welcome and thanks for listening.
You're going to want to stay for this.
So, Ariana Madix and Tom Sandoval have been together for 9 years. And it has come out that Raquel Leviss, who was engaged to James Kennedy, Raquel Leviss and Tom Sandoval have been having an affair for the last 9 freaking months.
Six to 9 months.
I still am foggy on
the
that.
The timeline sounds like it. We're not getting a confirmation
to
on
me,
this.
To me, 9 is sticking in my head, but I don't know if that's because that's how long Tom and Ariana have been together.
Okay, so 7 months was what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like we're talking mid last year.
Yes.
Sometime in the middle, maybe middle summer. This also, actually, it starts at Coachella in April.
Right.
So,
allegedly.
Yeah. And that's where the story comes out that Tom Schwartz and Raquel made out at Coachella. Tom Schwartz was like, wasn't even there. That wasn't me. I still would like to know the background info on that. Did they manipulate that? Was that story Tom and Raquel were making out and then did they get whiffed of that and they're like, oh, no, it was Tom Schwartz? Well, or did someone actually mistake Tom Sandoval for Tom Schwartz?
I think in our original recording a few days ago, that's kind of what we were all saying.
Yeah.
Well, in our last recording, Kelsey made a guest appearance, so she was in on it too. But I think that's kind of what it sounds like to me is some person was just like, oh, Tom.
Okay.
Tom Sandoval.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's – or Tom Schwartz, I mean.
In my head, I'm like, Sandoval just plotted the whole thing. I want to blame the whole thing on him, you know?
This man –
the audacity.
Watching these episodes, and actually to go back a little bit too, Megan and I have always had
beef with Tom.
Oh my God. I've always said or maybe not said, but I feel like in the back of my mind, I'm always like, there's something with this guy that I don't like. He just, he is like the first to like talk shit on Jax for being Jax, which I mean, some of it's partially correct.
But like at least Jax, like when he's caught up, he's like, all right, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tom, this is like now a pattern with Tom.
He thinks he's like elite.
He thinks he's invincible. 100%. Like nothing can touch him.
No.
He's totally. Tom fucking Sandoval. Ew, no.
Watching you're sick. Him now in these episodes, I literally can absolutely cannot.
No, okay. So we talked about this. I guess we're going to probably keep saying that through this podcast. But we were talking about how Tom and Ariana, you know, I think it was such a shock for everyone because they've never really hashed out their problems in their relationship on camera from the outside looking in.
They've always looked like the elite couple.
Totally. They've got it together. Yep. They love each other.
They're like the Goldie Hawn, like Kurt Russell.
Totally.
Is that?
Yeah.
Married, right? Or they're not married, but they're like this chill like couple.
Yeah, like life partners. Chill. They own a business together. Life they partners. Own a house together. Like you guys are like, I mean, they're doing life together. You know what I mean? Yep. This isn't like some little, like they've been together for like a year and like they're just starting dating and Tom cheated on her. No. This is like they have a life together.
Yeah.
It was established. They looked like they were doing fine.
Yep. And that's why it's such a big deal. And then come in Raquel Levis, this knucklehead of a human being.
She doesn't even deserve this limelight.
From the very beginning, Megan and I have said like she is a nobody character. No. Like, she brings literally nothing.
Waste of space, like, on
what
the cast.
What did you call her? An NPC or something?
Oh, my God. No, I'm convinced.
Non-playable
character. A non-playable character. Raquel is an NPC, and nobody knows what that means, it's like when you're playing a video game, and, like, you know, you're playing as the main character. Like, your character has life, and, like, everyone else in the game is just, like, robot-generated, and, like, they're being, you know, automated. I'm like, Raquel has no brain. She literally is just being controlled by the simi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this girl, like, and this is why I'm like, I think Lala was saying it. Lala was like, I've been calling her a dumb bitch for like years, but now she wants to play the, oh yeah, no, I'm, or like, and then she'd be like, well, I got a college degree,
I've been
Lala.
Manipulated.
Yeah, and now she wants to play the dumb
all of
card.
A sudden, yeah.
It's like, pick a lane.
Yeah. No, 100%.
You like, pick a you lane. Know,
yeah.
I just.
And now watching her in this coveted episode 6.
Oh my God.
I'm like, the things that she is saying is, like,
no.
Insane.
Even blacked out drunk, I would never say something like that. Like, you have to – okay, so, sorry. I guess what I mean more is her saying that, I think, did come from a place of, like – like, no, really. Like, she already was probably having this affair with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably really was like, no, Lala, be lucky that you don't have a man because I'd be coming for
no,
him.
No, actually.
No, she's being like dead ass serious.
No, really. You have no idea.
Well, I even think back to episode 5 when she breaks the news to Katie and Ariana at that table where she's like, you know, I have to admit something. And then Ariana's like, I didn't think I had it in you. And she's like, I don't know who I am these days. And I'm like,
that's been a recurring theme in this season. She claims to like not know who she is.
But like that, I think that's because she's doing these shady things. That anxiety attack that she had in that car.
Yeah.
I'm like, that for sure an underlining issue of that was because of what she was already probably doing.
You're right. Yeah. 100. I don't like feel bad for her.
I don't either.
Like regardless of this all coming out, like probably poor timing for her because now she looks even worse in that episode. But like you can't – Lala is a better person than me, like even like letting her continue on in the trip and like being like kind to her because I'm like, you say that to me like drunk or not, bye.
No.
So if you – so what we're talking about is when Raquel said – well, when Lala was like, I don't trust you around my man – like, if you've had, like, one or two drinks, like, absolutely not. And then Raquel, she's hammered.
Yeah.
But
like, I mean.
She says, well, Lala, you don't, or be lucky you don't have a man. Or she said, you don't have a man that's around anyways, or something like that.
Like, be lucky you don't have a man around then anyway, or something like that.
Yeah,
something
like
along
that.
Those lines.
And if that were me. And you know what's so funny too? She's like the next day, she's like, I do not remember like what I said, but she remembers them talking shit on her.
Yeah. Okay.
That's like really interesting. That's like some selective like memory.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my God, Lauren, you're so right.
Thank you.
Oh my God. That was good. No, you're absolutely right.
How would you remember that like detail, but you don't remember this like really like explosive thing that you said? And then she continues to call Lala a mistress. I'm like, dude.
How can she say that with a straight face?
How?
I'm like stunned.
How?
I'm like, okay, so this is why we do need the timeline, though, yeah. I feel like.
Well, you sent that text message with, like, all those pictures.
Yes.
That seems like some kind of timeline.
So the timeline that I'm seeing is that it started last July.
Uh-huh.
Where we are in this week's episode that just aired, mm-hmm. I watched the Watch What Happens Live with Katie after it, and Andy and her were saying that this is probably around the first week of August. Or maybe they said that on last week's, I'm not sure, but...
So you think she was actively dating Sandoval?
Well, so, I mean...
On that trip?
Okay, well, so, okay, so this is also part where I want to put things together, because Tom is wearing the lightning bolt necklace and earring, and I did notice that in the episode, so I'm like, okay, so there's no way they're already that balls deep in the relationship, but then Katie... Actually, Andy asked Katie this on Watch What Happens Live. It was like, but Tom's wearing the lightning bolt, and then she was like... I think that was just like such a that's just like such a Tom thing, that like the lightning bolt thing for them maybe came after this. Oh. Like she's like, she's a fangirl. She probably
like she
was
bought
like
her own lightning
exactly
bolt.
Exactly.
Dumb bitch. I swear. Oh my God.
I mean, who knows? She didn't confirm or deny the lightning bolt thing. You know what? But the guest that she was with was Danny Pellegrino. If you guys follow him on Instagram, I followed him for years. He's so funny, but he was like. He said something like, did Sheena really, like, deck Raquel? And, like, Katie's mic's not on, but, like, they, like, pan out. And, like, you can hear, like, see her, like, kind of, like, laughing and, like, saying no. So,
again, why is there a restraining order that's actually holding any weight?
I don't know.
Like, don't you think that...
I can't figure it out. So, I think what probably happened is they were definitely drinking. They had just gone off Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
They're in New York. They're probably living. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there was definitely hands probably laid on Raquel. I mean, to be honest, like, I bet, like, Sheena's rage probably was like, what the fuck, probably like shaking her. But, like, I don't see Sheena in any world decking Raquel.
No. Well, and you said that the other day. You said, you know, like, she's not, like, actually a mean person.
Yeah.
I don't think she's very, like, self-aware.
Like,
but I think she, like, at her core is, like, a decent person.
Like, I don't think she has this, like, bone in her body to, like, go and fight people. You know what I mean? Especially a girl that she just spent the last year defending against all her friends that she's been friends with for, like, I mean, granted, they've had a tumultuous relationship with, like, Katie
totally.
And whatever. But, like, Sheena has been defending Raquel. Sheena's going on a fucking tour. She's going on podcasts with Raquel. She's out here, like... Just
yeah,
like
I didn't
crazy.
Realize they were such like BFFs, honestly.
They're like such BFFs.
Yeah.
And Raquel, the day this news broke on Chicks in the Office, was talking about how Sheena and Ariana are her best friends.
And they were like the ones that
day.
Like welcomed her into the group.
I'm like, how did those words leave your mouth?
Yeah. No.
I saw this morning that she has only filmed once.
Who?
Raquel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she's like
avoiding the cameras.
Yeah.
I saw that this morning too. But really quick, going back to Sheena about so in that episode, God love her, but she is like the definition of a pick me girl if I've ever seen one in my life. Like just one of the guys.
Oh,
like, I'm just one of the guys. Like I'm the only girl that gets invited to boys' night or whatever. Like, and why is she like? I understand, like, she also went through a divorce, so she's trying to, like, help Schwartz, but wouldn't you, like, help your, like, girlfriend? Like, wouldn't you help your girlfriend first?
You would think.
Like, I that was, like, one thing in this episode, like, it was, like, literally just making me cringe is, like, how she was just, like, she's always there. She's always there.
I think she is kind of looking for a storyline.
Yeah.
I mean... what else is her storyline?
Yeah, no.
Besides inserting herself into this divorce, like into
exactly.
Tom and Katie's divorce.
You're onto something.
Her and Summer Moon hanging out, like what, like
Brock,
like just chilling and like making their podcast. Like,
yeah.
What are they doing? You know what I mean? That's she needed that.
No, she's
not that she wanted this. Obviously.
It was so apparent this episode when she's there for him, trying on clothes. It's just so it was strange. So, and he's yeah, I cannot afford any of this. But it's it's fine.
I loved when James was like, oh, this isn't guys' night anymore.
What did he say? Guys' night means nothing. Yeah.
James is such a dick, but I kind of he's grown on me in the last couple seasons.
Yes.
But his one-liners really get me.
No, yeah. I don't love him drinking again.
I don't, I feel
like
hate
it's going to kind of be a downward spiral for him.
He's going to turn into an asshole again.
But if he thinks that he can control it, then that's his journey, but it has not really panned out for him well in past seasons.
Yeah.
But, him being sober was my favorite version of
totally.
Him.
He's funny, he's witty, he's not, it's not, he is an asshole, but yes. in a funny way.
In a European way.
Yeah, no, literally though, literally.
That like is, that charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when he's drinking, he's just brutal.
And when in this last episode where Raquel was saying, I did know this or they talked about it, but how he basically verbally attacked her dad.
Oh, I'm my God. Yeah.
What? And then was saying crazy things. I'm wait, was that when he started to drink again? Or is that him sober? Because it's that's terrifying.
That's true.
Because he was saying oh, your dad's miserable because he's married to a fat blah, blah, blah. I'm
okay, yeah, that was not good.
Insane. But also, I don't know. I feel like that panic attack in the car was, it was genuine, but also
oh, I'm sure it was genuine. Because she fucking knew what she was doing.
A million things.
Oh, my God. Came to a head, I feel like.
Yeah. And also, just speaking of that panic attack, Christina is still the only put-together person on this fucking show. I don't know why she came back. Because she's so, put together.
Okay. I do kind of think she came back because Katie is a little bit more on the outs. And,
she's so close with Lala and Ariana.
Yeah.
But they needed her to have a Stassi ally.
I think so. And because of what she was going through with Schwartz, Ariana obviously is at this point still with Tom. You know what I mean? So I feel like she probably just needed unbiased friend. Yeah, I don't know. A neutral friend. Yeah, like a Stassi, I guess Stassi was not neutral.
Neutral, but on her side.
Exactly. Someone in her corner for sure. I guess Lala's like that, though.
When Raquel was that girl's so stupid. She does not, hello?
Yeah.
Is this
Earth
thing on?
To Rachel.
No. She's we're going to go and we're going to meet Tom and Sheena at the blah, blah, blah. I'm what?
No,
and then
she's
Christina's
not
like,
real.
That makes sense. And Raquel's why does that make sense? And I'm what?
Seriously.
God, this girl's so stupid.
And the way she said it too, I'm like, I just, if I was Katie, I would have also been so pissed. I don't know why. I'm on Katie's side with this.
100%.
They were together for so long. That is her best friend. They're going through a divorce. They're trying to figure out their relationship. And you have this girl who's a dumb bitch just trying to almost flaunt it in front of her.
Yeah. Why would you even say that?
Why would you say that?
Why?
She's not a girl.
Yeah, they're all, no. 100%, her and Sheena are not girls.
Yeah,
girls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty clear. But yeah, going back to the Scandoval.
Okay, yeah. I mean, so the lightning bolt necklaces, the matching to show that they love each other.
That is insane.
If I
ever asked Joe to do that, he would be yeah, fuck off. He'd be absolutely right. Not.
Oh my God.
It's a hard pass.
Thanks, but no.
Sorry
thanks.
If you and Sean have something.
That's hilarious. So we know about the lightning bolt necklaces. Mm-hmm. I read about St. Louis. Is it St. Louis?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. I don't know why I say Louis. Are they spelled the same?
I think that's what people call it.
Okay.
St. Louis.
The place where Tom Sandoval's from. They spent Christmas there, is what I read. So what I also heard, and I think this came from Kristen Doty on maybe the Vile Files podcast.
She is loving life
oh,
right
she,
now.
She's yeah, and she's thriving. Filming again. Oh, she's loving
she's
this.
She's thank God for this.
Oh, yeah. She loves this. I actually can't wait to see her back on our screens. I'm not going to lie.
100%.
So I read that Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval's mom have both known about it since December. Because so that kind of confirms the thing where we were hearing they spent Christmas together in what? His hometown.
The actual.
So his mom.
F-U-C-K.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that not crazy?
No. If my son brought home another mistress woman? For Christmas.
That's like a big holiday.
Lauren's face right now.
That's Jesus' birthday. Right? I don't know. Is that
no?
Is that
no, Christmas
correct?
Is my favorite holiday, so I cannot agree more. It is a huge holiday. But it also makes me wonder then, where was Ariana for this?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, how did that pass the vibe check? Okay. Like, oh, I'm just going to go to Christmas at my family's without you. Okay.
And then, like.
Like, they've been together for so long where, like, Joe and I did that for, like, the first maybe, I don't know, couple. 4 or 5 years of our relationship, we would just do it separate.
Oh.
We would do it separate.
Me and Sean have actually been doing Christmas together since the first year we started dating.
We didn't, just because of, I don't know, because maybe they live, like,
but,
in, whatever, it doesn't matter.
But that is, like, you're right, that's, like, a big, like, yeah, you're, yeah, like, what?
It's a VIP holiday.
That is a VIP holiday, for sure.
Yeah.
But also, like, where was Raquel's family? So maybe Tom Sandoval's family does, like, a huge thing. But maybe Ariana, I don't know. Either way, it's
was
like.
Was Ariana there?
Okay, so how, okay, well.
Do you need more room, by the way?
Oh. Okay, yeah. I just need to get situated. Did you hear about the threesome theory?
No. Almost just spit my coffee over all over this equipment that we
Sorry,
finally just got to
you
work.
Saying that reminded me that I've heard a theory that them three maybe had some kind of like.
Thing? Situation.
Situation going on.
Well, her and Lala did that once.
Yes.
So
it wouldn't, it's not the most
and
crazy.
Ariana is bisexual. She said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ariana. So, you're saying Ariana, right?
Yeah. Ariana.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I saw that them three, like, maybe had something going on, but then that's kind of where them two broke off. Raquel and Tom.
I see.
I don't.
Where'd you hear that?
I can't remember.
Like a source, just some random.
I saw. Yeah, I can't. I really need to start writing down where I'm like reading these things.
That's fine.
Someone wasn't saying that it was true. Someone was like, "What if this was the situation?" I think it was because the whole like Lala thing with Ariana, like it wouldn't be like the craziest thing
yeah,
if that's what happened.
That would make sense.
And I mean, they spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Like Raquel, I feel like is always with Tom and Ariana, and she's like spending the night at their house, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's really, like.
Well, and then that would then validate one of the things that came out that James said, or someone said that it was happening like while they were all in the same house.
Yeah. That like that Ariana caught Tom coming out of the room that Raquel was staying
the
in.
The Jax Taylor
like
of it all. And Kristen Doty of it all. Like nobody, can we just, nobody in this group, maybe besides Katie, maybe just Katie. Have any leg to stand on to like they've all been like this like
oh
incestuous group.
Andy said on Watch What Happens Live to Katie, I think you're the only person on this show who has never cheated on anyone. And she's like, you're actually correct.
100%.
Like everyone, every single cast member.
Sheena? I don't
well,
know.
Well, Sheena's story started with her cheating with Brandy Glanville's husband.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep.
That was
prime television, that by
was.
The way. Like,
you know, how many episodes ago, you know, we were asking for this.
We honestly can someone run our tapes back because we have talked about how they needed to kick it up a notch. Yes. Lisa Vanderpump heard our podcast and she
just was
like.
We've been saying that since we've predicted so many things.
We really have. We see on.
But nobody, not enough people listen.
Yeah.
To validate that.
Yeah.
But we have.
Someone in the Bravo like tech world is like listening in on us and yeah. like making things happen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But so that whole thing happens, right? You know. Well, okay. So this is also the thing. Katie was saying on Watch What Happens Live, Andy asked, are you shocked? And she was like, no. And then he's like, you're not shocked that it happened or you're not shocked that it was Raquel? And then she said, I'm not shocked that it was Raquel. Yeah. So I think we're going to see some things coming up on the episode.
I mean, just that's episode 6.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I mean,
like, okay, nobody is surprised. If you watch that episode, it's like, oh, yeah, it makes like total sense.
Did you watch that? The trailer? I meant to send it to you before we recorded today.
No.
If anyone's listening to this, go rewatch the trailer that they put out in the beginning of the, like, before it aired, because there are, like, at minimum 2, I think maybe 3, like, scenes with Raquel and Tom. And, like, in one of the scenes, he's, like, coming up behind her and, like, hugging her from behind. And it's, like, a close-up shot of them, too. And then in another scene, it's Tom, Raquel and Ariana in the pool, and he's like swimming towards her and they're like laughing. They're in, I'm pretty sure that there's no clip in that that's even like Tom and Ariana like being cutesy, but there's like multiple clips of like Raquel and Tom being like a little handsy.
Yeah.
And I just thought that that was also weird, which also tells me, how did production not know?
Well, I mean, at the time, like if in hindsight, like, now it all makes sense. But if you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know this is going on, you're just like, oh, they're, like, good friends, I guess. Like, maybe they're, like, a little inappropriate, but.
I don't know. I just, in my head, I'm like, even if there was, like, someone who, like, always tagged along with, like, me and Sean. Like, a girl that I was really good friends with that always tagged along with me and Sean. If she was, like, being handsy with Sean, like, there's a difference between, like, having a relationship and a really good friendship with a guy, like, your girlfriend's boyfriend. Like, a girl, you know, like, one of your friends, like, boyfriends.
Yeah.
But there's, like, another to, like...
I think I need to see the trailer to, like, really, like, pick up on what you're saying.
It's not, like, super crazy, but now in hindsight, it, makes total sense. Like, so, yeah. It, like, you know, like, obviously there's something going on between them while these scenes are being filmed.
It's so crazy.
And I guess we'll see that happening. Oh, and sorry, the open relationship thing. I guess maybe that's also where the threesome kind of thruple little thing was coming from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why that also happened.
So was the rumor a thruple or a threesome?
I can't remember. I want to say it said threesome.
Oh. Mm.
But
a thruple is like an actual like relationship with 3 people. So
yeah, I think it was just like a threesome situation. Maybe, but like I think people were like, maybe in the comments people were saying like, oh, thruple, because like she's always tagging along with them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I don't know. Obviously we're totally speculating, right?
Yeah.
But there's an interview with Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval. And of course, we've seen multiple interviews come out now and from the past couple of months of Schwartz just looking like he's shitting his pants in every interview.
The guy has no backbone whatsoever.
I know. He really needs to
I, like, have always liked Schwartz because he hasn't really done too much wrong. Mm. Mm.
I don't want to blame Schwartzy for this. It's an unpopular opinion. But he's a double Libra. We have to respect his. To be honest, if my very best friend was doing this exact same thing, I don't know what the fuck I would do either.
Yeah.
There's no way he condones that.
Yeah. But he, like, has also cheated on Katie, so he doesn't.
Totally,
he's
totally
swam in that pool. So
totally. Oh, also, this also brings me to the, like, if Raquel and Tom hooked up once or twice, that's fucked up. But whatever, you're in a full blown 7-month relationship.
Like
to me, in my opinion, an emotional cheating relationship like that is way worse than someone, like, being blacked out and made out, had sex with someone.
Yeah.
You know, I just mean in hindsight. Mm-hmm. Both are super disgusting. Never, like, would condone either of those things.
And this is both.
But this is, like, exactly.
Yeah.
This isn't, like, oh, they hooked up, like, twice. Like, ew, that's fucking gross. Ariana probably would still break up with him. Like, don't want anything to do with you. But, like, this is, you guys are in a full-blown relationship.
Yeah.
That's, like, you can't come back from that.
No. No. No, you're right. You're 100% right. Yep.
But the interviews, and I, sorry to go back to that thing, is the whoever was interviewing the Toms was like, oh, something about Raquel to Tom. Tom looked nervous and was like looking at Tom Sandoval like, what do I say, kind of thing. And then they said something to Tom Sandoval about the open relationship, and Tom Schwartz was like, oh, didn't that already happen? And then, like, Tom Sandoval, like, looks, like, a little, like, weird. And then they both, like, look weird. Have you seen this interview?
Uh-uh.
I'll have to send it to you, but long story short, they both, like, look weird, and, like, Tom Schwartz is, like, making jokes, but Tom Sandoval's face does look like, shut the fuck up.
What interview, though?
It was before. It was probably for the premiere.
Oh.
So I think this was
probably, it wasn't like a Watch What Happens Live.
No, no, no. Oh, this okay. was like a premiere before the, or this was like before the premiere episode. I'll have to send it to you because it's like they're like on a, they're like out. Oh. And, but they're like dressed up like for something.
Got it.
But it's a really interesting clip. But now all these clips keep coming out where it's just like.
Sketchy.
Sandoval's face, you know, you just like, it's written all over it. Now in hindsight. Obviously 100%. At the time, you don't yeah. know.
It's. Crazy yeah. to me. And but what I do appreciate with this whole thing is Raquel and Tom are getting equal treatment. And yeah. it's not just like all bashing Raquel.
Totally.
It's equal. I think people honestly might hate Tom yeah. Sandoval more because we all knew that something like this was coming.
Especially from Tom haters. Like we've all hated, like there's a group of us. We've all hated Tom.
You know what I'm learning is that actually is a pretty popular opinion that nobody likes Tom Sandoval.
Okay, is it?
Yes. I'm seeing that like more and more come up on my TikTok.
Okay, good.
Like people are like, we all knew
okay,
something
good.
Was afoot here. Like, we all knew.
Okay, that makes me happy because I felt like a lot of people like thought he was like, I can't even say the words, like thought he was like hot. And I'm like, that's just so disgusting. Sick.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And he's so like, obviously, like, full of himself. Like, he just...
He thinks he can do no wrong. So, I mean, we know we can go back to Miami Girl, where he ran away from the cameras, was uh-huh. like, I'm not going to film. And I'm afraid he is going to do that again. Because did you read
Bye.
That? Who was it, Dumois, that said that blind item? I don't know. So again, I don't know who said this. I need to write this down. Saying that they filmed... Raquel and Tom filmed. I think they kissed on camera, but that afterwards Tom didn't like the way it. He thinks he's gonna look in the episode.
Oh, that was like all over. And then yeah, and the production was basically like, yeah. sorry.
And then I think he was kind of trying to be like, well, then like I'm not filming anymore.
And then that Jax Taylor.
That's when yep.
I think tweeted. Was it Jax or?
It was Jax for sure.
And he was basically like he did the same shit when Miami Girl came about.
Totally.
Bye.
Literally bye.
Literally bye. Like. Oh my God, when I was watching this episode, them, Tom and Tom, walking through their Tom, there, in air quotes, Tom restaurant, like, they're just like, hey, like, boo, like, ooh, like, they just, like, are trying to, like, schmooze people. It's, like, the most, like, vile thing. I literally can't. You own 5%, like, put together. Like, Lisa's son actually works there.
Yeah. Like, putting
it in. And doesn't have to.
Yeah.
I'm sure. You know what I mean? Totally. Like, just stop. Like, oh, we have to look at the cocktails. I'm like,
ugh.
Stop. Like,
it's really...
so cringy to watch. I literally cannot. And his stupid mustache.
Do you? Oh, I can't with. I can't. He, I.
And I don't want to talk
he's
shit
like a slimy
on, like, what
little
people
snake.
Look like, but he is.
No, we're allowed.
Disgusting.
He's opened all doors for.
You're right.
Criticism. We can say whatever right. we want. I was telling Lauren last time, I used to feel so bad talking shit about Raquel. We've talked about this. Like, we used to feel so bad. No. I will scream it from
it
the rooftops.
It would be one thing. Well, in any light, it's. Not okay, but it would be one thing if she was some random Miami girl that was not like engaged in this group. But this is like one of your best friends, long term
coworker,
boyfriend,
technically
life partner, whatever. Like, you can't just say, like,
no,
he is like so slimy. He was probably like manipulating the shit out of her, but. Like, you at
you
some
think?
Point have to take, like, responsibility and, like, I don't know.
Do you think, though, that, like, that's...
Well, I'm sure he was like, it's cool, like, it's cool, but I don't know.
But, like,
I,
how dumb like, of a bitch do you have to be to like, play into that also? So that's where I'm, like, I go yeah. back and forth with, like, you're dumb, but you're not that dumb.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I and agree. I and Lala keeps, like... being like, he's a narcissist. He totally is. I mean, 100%. But, like, I don't know if I think he – I kind of think he does think Raquel could be endgame for him.
Right.
Because I'm not surprised that Tom cheated on Ariana. I am surprised that he cheated on Ariana with Raquel.
I am. It's, like, the best he could do is Ariana. Like,
oh,
she's
he
so,
doesn't think
like,
that, though. He probably think like, he thinks he's Tom Sandoval. He – He's in a cover band, Lauren. How dare you?
That goddamn band. I can his trumpet playing ass. Like, I literally can't.
That video, you. Oh my God. It's like dying. Oh, I can't with the trumpet.
The trumpet?
No.
The trumpet of it all.
No. I can't remember where I was going with that, but.
No, well, just talking about the band, I feel bad for anybody that has any, like, affiliation with him now because.
Totally.
I, for one, will never spend a dime at any place, function, anything where a dime goes into his pocket or Raquel for that matter. Like, she decides to, like, do anything, like, nope, absolutely not.
I don't even know how they're going to recover from this. Okay, well, so we were saying this last time, but Stassi made a good point that the only way they get out of this is if in 10 years from now they are married with children.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, no, we were like, we're soulmates. That is that, and I actually could not agree more.
Yes.
That is the only way that this is, like, acceptable.
It still doesn't.
Totally.
It still doesn't give you the right to, like, literally ruin someone's mm-hmm. life. Like, Ariana's just left in, like, the.
You know what? But I would also argue he did Ariana a favor.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody is, like.
But I do feel bad for the situation.
That's so fucked up and embarrassing.
Like, I really think that they're going to get married. Like, if they can get, I don't know though. She's so dumb. I don't know. I don't know. She's so unpredictable, well, but I can see them being married. And
like, I agree. But my thing is like, one, this is his MO. This is what he does. Number two, he was ballsy enough to hook up with someone in your immediate friend group / best friend. Raquel, what makes you think he's not doing the exact same thing?
Totally.
Like, check his DMs. Like, I guarantee you, you're not the only one. And this is obviously not the first time. We all know that.
I mean, him and Ariana's relationship kind of wasn't, like, the clearest of, like, him and Kristen were on some level.
Like, what I hope happens is. And I'm nobody. Who cares? But
you're everybody. No, don't you dare say that.
Who cares? I hope that Raquel sees the light, takes accountability, leaves that friend. Like, you do not need this friend group.
She wants to be on TV, though.
Go get more friends. Like, go do something else. Like, if that were me, I would, like, leave LA so fast.
You would never see my face again.
You would never. I would never see the light of day. You know what I mean?
I think she did go home, right? She did. I think she's, like, at home and, like, no one's really seen from her.
I would hope so.
Have we even, like, seen leaked photos of, like, what she's doing?
Yeah, there was one leaked photo of her in, like, a hat and, like, a. Like, she looks really, like, disguised.
Okay, does she? I also heard that they would go on, like, disguised, like, dates. Like, incognito.
That's, like, thought out. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, like you said, like, oh, we just bumped into each other. We all happen to get that's, like, all calculated. You know, you're making choices.
And your choices are dog shit.
Your choices are dog shit.
The, God, and it, like, God, I just had an image in my mind of, like, Raquel, like, dancing at, like, Sandoval shows and, like, standing next to Ariana. And, like, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. It's like,
disgusting.
That's like,
I
don't want to, like, diagnose here because I'm not a therapist, but that gives some, like, really, like, what's it? Like,
you'd be like a sociopath.
Exactly. Like, that energy.
Blows my mind. She would, like,
physically next to the person.
I can't. I, like, have zero.
Like, girl, you're
words.
My BFF. Like, you know, it's, like, so weird.
No. But honestly, now looking back on it, like, she's always, like, recording and, like, you're always front row. Like, no, that's, like, fucking weird.
It is fucking weird.
Like, it is. Oh, my God. And there's also another interview where, like, she's talking about how Tom's, like, one of my best friends. And, like, he really looks at me like a little sister. I would never have sex with someone I looked at like a little brother. So I hate – nothing grosses me out more than when someone says that and then you find out that they're, like, hooking up. Fucking. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're disgusting. Later. You're gross.
Goodbye.
Yeah. But, like, the blind items, like, kind of coming out about her being at shows while he's on the road – like, without any other cast members, like, without Ariana there. Like, she would go up to his, like, go on tour with him. Like, such a groupie.
Groupie energy. Yes. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. It's, it has definitely shook up the world.
It's just, it's
but like
sick.
Literally, like even people who like my, so Joe, my husband was like, why is this such a big deal? Like who gives a shit? And I'm like, well, where to begin? First
yeah.
of all?
Yeah. How do we like summarize this?
No, because they've been on our TVs for like 10 years.
I literally told Sean, I'm like, my friends are like going through something right now and I need you to respect like my boundaries with it. And he's like, that is like super unhealthy. And I'm like, no.
You're like, I'm going to Lawrence. Bye.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I need to remove myself. You have no idea what's going on with my friends. Like, yeah. You just don't get it.
It's crazy.
We have truly watched these people grow up. Mm-hmm. Which also comes to my point where it's not like these people are in their fucking like early 20s, all hanging out, going out. I mean, they all, whatever, they do. But like
season one, like, this made sense.
Yes. Jackson, Kristen, I'm not going to really that was so, I would have decked her twice as hard as Stassi did, honestly. Like that was so fucked up. This tops it. This is like triple.
Because
that.
It goes back to like what you were saying, like Jackson, Kristen was like this weird, drunken, like and being in your early 20s doesn't make it better.
No, but
it was
more
it made sense.
Yeah. Like you're, I mean,
like restaurant culture right there.
Exactly.
To a T.
They're young, they're drinking, they, you know, yep. they're having
fun. They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. Hot. They live in LA. Yeah.
This is just
gross.
Yeah, it's gross. And all I can say is fuck Tom Sandoval.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? Because I keep forgetting things that we talked about when we recorded last time. But we want to clarify what Kristen Doty said, if nobody listened to it, about the actual events of that night.
Okay.
Kristen was there. I think that's why she's also having like a hand in all this, you know?
Kristen? Wait, continue what you're going to say and then I'll go because I don't want to interrupt you. Go
ahead. I'll make it quick. Kristen was there the night of Tom Sandoval's show. There's actually a video of Ariana standing up, like everyone's sitting or like whatever. I don't even know what they're doing. And you can see Ariana like standing up, like clapping for Tom. Poor girl. Does not know what's about to come. Mm-hmm. Something happens with Tom's phone. I think he did drop it and someone gave it to Ariana or something.
Or maybe she was recording his show on his phone. That is something Tom would do. Like, hey, babe, please record me on my phone so I can like review the tape later.
So I can watch it 1,200 times.
Yeah.
Something happened. And then at some point, Kristen is with Ariana's friend. They have something. I think they have like her purse or something. They're like looking for her. They're like, where's Ariana? She's like missing. They couldn't find her. They end up finding her and she has Tom's phone. And Kristen is like, Ariana never goes to Tom's phone. She like they're
not that kind of girl.
Not that kind of girl. Like,
which again goes back to their whole relationship.
Totally. Totally. Right. Not that kind of girl, like whatever. But Kristen said something. Ariana said that something was just like, you need to go through his phone. So that's when she goes through the phone and sees the video of Tom and Raquel on the FaceTime. Ugh. Could you, first of all, oh disgusting. My God, I like, could you imagine finding that on?
No.
You and Joe have been together for like 10 years. Like, could you imagine like right now in your relationship finding that kind of video on no. Joe's phone? Could no. you, I like can't wrap my head around it. I can't wrap around my head what I would like do. You know what I mean? Oh. Like mm-hmm. the stunnedness she probably felt,
I
right?
would, if he was like performing live, I would fucking charge that stage. Yeah, if I were to find that, it would. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know, honestly.
So, I mean, her going through his phone tells me there's obviously been suspicion leading up to this, right?
Right.
So I can't, God, I just can't wait to get the full story.
But I am so disappointed that the reunion is going to have Raquel Zoom and Sheena there. Right. That's the case, right? She's such a coward.
Such a coward. Such a bitch.
I can't say that. That could be like production saying like, no, we're like literally trying to protect you. Because I can't see like Sheena like trying to fight her. But I can see Lala.
No, 1,000,000%.
I can see Lala like decking her in the face. But also, that last episode, like I've seen a new Lala.
Yeah.
A more like patient, forgiving, like understanding. And I think a lot of that has to do with like her sobriety and just being more like clear-headed and also like having like a child and just being a different person. But
I love her. We've seen Love All Through Hands
before.
And oh, yeah. Like,
I feel like this is
deserving. No, totally deserving. And I think everyone's like, I mean, I've seen some people kind of be like, Lala's trying to make money, like, you know, kind of bashing Lala. But I'm like, if I were Lala, she, okay, so back to another Watch What Happens Live episode. The week before Raquel and Sheena were on it, the week before Katie and Lala were on it, and there was a question asked about Katie and Schwartz, something they're talking about it, and I don't remember the full sentence, but Lala said something about Ariana, and she's like, yeah, and we just need to get Ariana out next.
Oh, yes.
So, and that was a week before this all came out.
It's so creepy how this is all just, like, unfolded.
It's lining up.
It all is lining up.
But that tells me also that clearly Lala's been on to some shit. Oh, because I saw somewhere else that Katie and Lala, or, like, that Lala was, like, getting a whiff of it and, like, right? said something to Katie.
I think Lala said that, no?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that, and, like, said something to Katie, like, this is a little fucking sketch. And yeah. I think Katie was like, yeah, I see it. So I feel like if I were Lala, I would want to be, like, I would feel vindicated, too. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be shouting it from the rooftops, like, yeah, I told all of you guys, like, he's an asshole.
100%.
Like, that's, I don't blame her for being vocal about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I mean, it's
also Kristen though, you know, like she also was trying to expose him long ago and everyone thought that Kristen was crazy. You know, Kristen is crazy, but like
Kristen is unhinged. Oh, that's what I was going to say about, I didn't want to interrupt you.
But sorry.
No. I didn't want to interrupt you. That's what I was going to say. Like, I saw a TikTok. It was like a clip from it. Some podcast, like, that's, like, videoed, you know? They're podcasters that have anything to do with Bravo right now that actually, like, monetize from their podcast, they are, like, living their best life right now. Like, it's been, like, a complete uproar. And I'm just, like, good for you people. But
totally.
So shame on us because we have not been consistent. So this is basically what we get. But what I was going to say was she's on this podcast and I didn't hear it. I was just reading the captions and she was first of all, like the leading up to the podcast, it was like, you know, when someone like sits down and they're like,
yeah, like they're about to spill like some tea.
This isn't going to be a heavy one, you know? And
wait, whose podcast was this though? You said
it was some, I think I saved the clip, but, I've been saving clips like left and right.
Same.
Thinking I'm going to look at them and I don't. But let me see if I can find it. But she was basically like, oh, Nick Vile.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Vile. So my bachelor people, Nick Vile.
Who is he?
He was, oh, God. Is he
a bachelor?
He came on Caitlin Bristow's season, made final two.
Oh.
Came again onto like someone else's season. Oh no, he came up from Andy. I don't know. He was on it like three times, and then he became The Bachelor.
I don't watch The Bachelor,
and so. I actually did not like Nick Vile for the longest time, but he has grown on me as well.
But anyways, and she was basically like, Ariana has asked me to do this.
Oh yeah,
Ariana Kristen said, "Be my mouthpiece," and I'm like,
You sure she asked you to be the spokesperson?
I mean, good for them for being able to come full circle and be like actual what it sounds like good friends. And I'm glad like Kristen or everyone has like really rallied around Ariana, which I like love to see. But
no, like Kristen.
Are you sure? Ariana. So many others.
Kristen has been saying that. She was like, I have been friends with Tom and Ariana now for like years. And I'm like, that's actually interesting.
Can we roll the tape from season three, please? I feel like some of those years were pretty tumultuous.
My sister's watching Vanderpump and she texted me the other, like 2 days ago, and was like, Kristen is.
Wait, she's watching Vanderpump as a newbie?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so,
so she,
jealous.
Her, like both of my sisters, they both have like seen episodes and obviously like I've been watching it and I always talk about it. It's like they've seen episodes, they know who everyone is. But now since this, they're like, oh, okay.
They're
now
I need to like. Together.
Yeah, like I needed more to the story, you know?
No, Kristen has been unhinged since day one.
Yeah. Yeah, to say the least.
I was watching one of the old seasons where they, it wasn't the episode of her and James's like famous fight, but it was like a, they were like re-showing it first to
oh
and when she like decks him in the face, she's crazy.
No, she is unhinged.
She is
unhinged.
And her t-shirt line, I was like, oh my
God. No, the green dress she wears to pick up the mailbox, like her mail from Tom's house, that scene where she comes to Tom's house all dressed up.
Oh,
yeah. She to pick up the mail, and she comes in like her cutest dress, like hair done, makeup done. Like,
it's like the after they broke up. I left my one sock at your house. Yeah. I need to come get it. That was like a family heirloom. I really need that back.
She's crazy. But she is, I mean, I don't think she's loving this, but I think she does love her little limelight. She was also saying, actually, on her podcast that I listened to the podcast last week, so it's probably recorded like 2 weeks ago, but that her and like other people were over at Tom and Ariana's house, and it must have been when Tom got back from his Orange County show. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm assuming. But it was Kristen, some other people, Ariana, and like Tom just like walks through the house, like just like comes home without any like warn, you know, like mm-hmm. without any like, hey, I'm coming.
Yeah.
You know, like give a heads up. Like you just fucking, you've been cheating on me for the last 7 minutes. Like you can at least let me know when you're going to be here so I can leave, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yes.
Kristen is saying that Tom is like refusing to leave the house. And so I guess he comes home and everyone's kind of like, can you leave? And I think he says something like, oh, something probably so like sarcastic. This, like, oh,
I'm a business owner. Like, I this is my house.
Yeah, like, I'm a cover band vocalist. Like, ew.
I no own cares.
I play the trumpet.
Restaurants.
Ew.
Like, fuck off, yeah, dude. Like,
no.
Oh my God. Like, I can't.
Like, as if, like, as. I just,
you know what I was thinking too? Like you were saying that Stassi said like the only way that this is going to work is if they come out, you know,
mm-hmm.
being married and like actually being together and whatever. The only other option I see is actually maybe two things. Number one, if they actually take accountability.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we really fucked up. Like. Are bad, and then but they don't end up together. Like, I don't know, they would have to do some really big damage control. Number two, if this comes out to be a complete PR stunt, which I've said,
do you think?
No, I don't actually think that because I don't, I don't think that, but all I'm saying is that their ratings have been through the goddamn roof,
yeah,
and they were kind of tanking. And we've said from day one that they have needed a story.
They, yeah.
I am not saying that to, like, discount totally. Ariana or anything that's happening, but I'm just saying, like, if that were to be true, but then Lisa Vanderpump has also been, didn't she say that?
Teddy Mellencamp. Yes. Teddy Mellencamp, jokingly, no one knows who that is. She used to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She jokingly said on a podcast that Lisa Vanderpump like put Rachel. I keep calling her real name is Rachel.
Oh yeah, we haven't even.
Yeah, we
about
her
that.
Real name's Rachel. Fuck Raquel. Like you are not special. Sorry, sis. That Raquel Rachel that she put her up to this to like get more ratings. Obviously, she said she was joking, but like, yeah. I mean. Yeah, you never. I mean, with reality TV, you never know. I don't think that Tom though would ever agree to something like that. That makes him look bad.
You're right.
So that's where I'm like, I don't think it is a PR stunt. Yeah, Tom would never willingly put himself like
there's
that.
There's like way too much damage, for it. But I'm just saying, like that would be the only other. He's fine. I have Megan's dog really, like, in my lap right now, which I love. I'm just saying, like, that's the only other option where it could be, like, oh, like, they'll survive this.
Yeah. God, I don't think they're going to survive it anytime soon, honestly.
No. No. Both of them are, like, equally at fault, which goes back to what I was saying. Like, I'm just glad that they didn't just crucify Raquel.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, I think, is getting actually more.
Totally.
Because everybody fucking saw this coming, not to, like, talk about that again.
No, but it's so true. Like, usually, I feel like girls always do. See, I do hate that.
Well,
I
that's
hate
what
when
Lala was saying about, like, when all that, like, Randall stuff went on when she first started with Randall. It kind of came up in this episode because Raquel called her mistress again. And Randall got, like, no heat whatsoever.
Oh, that's – oh, yeah,
and
she did talk
Lala,
about that.
It was all about Lala no, and, like, so how, true. Like, whatever, you know.
Like, he was the married one. He was the one that was married.
Yeah.
And like that's – anytime like I hear about these things, I'm like, to me, in that situation, obviously, Lala, that's fucked up. You know, that what – you know, cheating with someone who's married. Obviously, she has said that he told her he was not married.
Right.
But either way, I don't look at Lala and be like, you're fucking – like, you don't owe I say this lightly. She didn't owe anything to Randall's ex.
And they're friends now, by the way.
Which her I love. Ex, what,
his
I love.
Ex was at her Ocean's birthday party that so just cute. Happened.
I love
She's
that.
She's a girl from you, which I have yes. no idea. How does this fucking yes. troll of a guy get these, like, beautiful women?
He has the money,
He's
honey.
He's disgusting.
No,
he literally
disgusting.
Is, like, a troll.
There's some, like, creepy stuff coming up about him, right?
Yes.
That we'd probably have
he
to
was,
divulge,
like, running,
maybe.
Like, a casting couch or yeah. something disgusting like that, but... Anyway.
Yeah. That so like just with stuff like that, I'm like that was all Randall. Like Randall should be the main one shit on. Like Lala wasn't married. Mm-hmm. Lala wasn't in a relationship. Like so the fact that she gets all that heat, I get how it looks because like he's older, had money, she just came in with a Range Rover. You know what I mean? I get that. But like with Tom and Raquel, they're both equally fucked up because of their relationship to Ariana.
Yeah.
Normally, I would say there's usually like one party where I'm like, no, you are the one that was like, you owed something to that. Like, Tom owed something to Ariana, but so did Raquel.
Yeah.
Raquel owes her friendship to Ariana. Or not owes it, but they, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
And not to, now I feel like we're kind of going in circles, but just like what you're saying, just a few days before it came out, Raquel is on. What, Chicks in the Office?
Yeah, the day
and
it came
like,
out.
Sheena episode. And Ariana were the only ones that welcomed me into the group.
I can't.
So this is that Sheena's lucky it wasn't Brock.
Seriously?
Sheena's lucky it wasn't Brock. Like, no. At this point.
That's why I was saying,
like what the
Katie's
fuck?
Katie's probably
she's,
relieved.
Yes.
Like, Katie, like, when she found out it was actually about Tom Sandoval, I mean, obviously she felt bad for Ariana, but, like, I imagine she was like, well, fuck, and like that just tops what she was doing with Schwartz, you know what I mean? Like, or like trying to do with Schwartz.
Oh my God, so
see,
stupid.
And so, do you think with the Schwartz making out thing? So, that timeline had to have been sometime in like late July. Do you think that they were running with that story and that maybe like Tom kind of put Raquel up to it to spark those rumors again since they had come out about Coachella? Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know if
yeah.
this makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
Like, do you think that Raquel did that purposely to throw the scent off of Sandoval?
Anything's possible. Yeah. I don't know because I still am, like, so unclear on the timeline. If they were in this, like, relationship
yeah.
prior to that, then yes. But if not, then I think – that's
she was just
being an idiot.
Dumb
like
again.
She's just like can't like I don't know.
It's so
wild.
Bad. It's so bad. I just obviously our hearts go out to Ariana because that sucks. Also though, I'm stoked for her.
Yes,
God,
dude,
lose the dead weight.
You are
like,
too hot.
Oh my God, she has way too much
successful.
Bang for her.
Like
she will be just fine.
Yes,
she will actually will be better off.
100%. Like R.I.P. Tom Sandoval. Like absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And I just feel bad for anyone associated with you.
I know.
Because so, I think it just came out a few days ago, like the Yelp on Sandy's yeah. is just getting trashed.
They had to turn it off. Like you can't comment on it anymore because like Yelp was like,
well,
some shit's going on.
Yeah. Last thing too, or I don't know, last, but whatever. Someone on TikTok, so if whenever they show Schwartz and Sandy's restaurant, they like zoom in on it.
See, yeah.
It just looks like this cool vibey like place. Someone on TikTok did like a zoomed out version. It is like legit in a strip mall.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Wait.
I will show you.
Can you please send?
I'm dead serious. It's like in a strip mall, which is fine. Like there's many restaurants, but it looks really vibey. Like it's on like the main
yeah.
street of Hollywood. It looks like a strip mall. Which I'm like, you know what? This makes total sense because it's just – Sandoval is just the biggest fraud
he
ever.
Is. He
and
really
this makes
is.
So much sense. And I
– but also $30,000 in rent? Jesus Christ. Isn't that how much they pay?
Yeah. Yes. And then they have that guy that is like a partner but doesn't pay like a dime. Like,
oh, wait. What's his name? Greg?
Greg? Gary?
Did you? Yeah, okay. That was my second guess was Gary. Is it Greg or is it Gary?
Greg. Okay. I think it is Greg.
Is it?
I have no
Either
idea.
Way, did you see him commenting like back to people on the
no!
the shorts and no. Sandy's Instagram? Like people would, like, would be commenting on it like.
I commented.
I commented. Gary Greg is like commenting back to people that are like destroying. Like, I'll have to send it to you. I forget like the comments, but he's like signed Gary or signed Greg, like commenting back to people that are like destroying Tom
Sandoval.
Signed
Sandoval. Greg.
Yeah. Oh my God. Or like, you know, the little dash. But yeah, it was really funny. People his are... poor, oh my God, you know the phone call that Sandoval probably got from this guy?
Oh. I'm sure they're going to try and buy him out.
Thank God Lisa didn't invest in that, huh?
Thank God.
Oh, wait, what are you going to say? Go ahead. Were you going to talk about the Magic 8 Ball?
No, go ahead. Whatever that is.
Sorry. I can talk for hours. I'm really sorry to everyone who has listened to my voice. That Magic 8 Ball, right? Was that a scene in the last episode? When he's like shaking the Magic 8 Ball and he's like, this thing's never failed me. Tom Schwartz.
I have not. No. Was that this episode?
Wasn't it this the episode? Six? Yeah.
I might have like stepped away for a second. I do not remember this part, but go ahead.
I don't know. He like shakes a Magic 8 Ball with Tom Sandoval and it was like, should we de-invest, basically like, should we let Lisa and Ken buy us out or like give us the money? Because you know that was like a topic, like buying. And then the Magic 8 Ball I think said, oh wait, maybe I have the story confused. I was say I thought it said like no or it said yes, but they didn't. I was like, well, they probably should have because like now Tom Schwartz is about to lose a fuckload of money that like, but I don't know, something about the Magic 8 Ball. I might be wrong about it, so we're leaving
all that in. We're not cutting any of it because I told Megan the only way I will record this episode is if we just basically put it up unedited because editing takes a long fucking time.
I know,
and I don't have time for that. So we are just putting this up raw. I'm serious.
Okay, well, I need to go back and watch it because I just remember he's like, this thing's never steered me wrong. And like, he gave an example and then I was like, and then it told him to do it. And then it was like, nah.
Wait, can we go back to Tom Sandoval? And it wasn't this last episode. I think it was the one before where Lisa and Ken were like, you know, literally throwing them a bone because they care about Tom and Tom. Like, hey, we will give you back your original investment. 50 grand each, and then you can buy back in if you want.
Yeah.
The audacity of Tom Sandoval to go, well, this isn't a direct quote, but he's basically like, well, like, it's kind of like insulting that they would only give us back our original investment. Bitch, they would have been successful with or without you. Like, they did not need you.
Like, what?
Tom was their idea.
Yeah.
You did nothing except be annoying as fuck during the planning process. Remember when he's like, oh, I think we should do like this to the ceiling. And they're like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Please shut up.
Like we're just using your name. Hungover, like when they're supposed to be like picking out things. Yeah.
Yes. Like.
Sandoval is just fraudulent. He is fraudulent. Like.
He is fraudulent.
100%. I just like that. God, the clip going around with him wanting to be a part of Ariana's like cocktail book. Have you seen that clip going around? The way she talks to him, I was like, dying. Don't be a little bitch. Like, this isn't about you.
Yes.
But no, but seriously.
But like, everything in this guy's life is about him.
Totally.
He does not give a fuck. Like, could you imagine being with that guy for 9 years?
Okay, so this goes, no, I couldn't. And I was telling Lauren last time, I'm like, I truly did not like Ariana for a couple seasons. I was like, I just like, I can't. Like, I'm like, who? I'm like, the fact that you're like with this guy, I'm like.
But I think that's what it is it was them together why I didn't like
her. Yeah. Totally.
Them as a couple.
I've realized that now.
Because they, like I said in the beginning of this episode, is like, they gave off this, like, we are like the elite couple.
Yeah.
We don't have problems. We are just like this chill, like, whatever. And that's why I didn't like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's fine. I actually like do like her.
No,
she
I
seems
do.
Like a really good friend.
She's
like
super dope, girls, and she's so chill.
Totally, but them together, like no.
And it made me look at her differently. Seriously, like I was like, I actually can't stand you right now. Like you, I just
like.
But like, now that they're not together, I'm like, no, Ariana is super fucking dope. And she's going to be so much better without him.
It sucks because it's all, like, so public. But I really hope she – I mean, God, she's going to have, like, suitors, like, out the door for her. Like, totally. She's, like
– No, she's fine.
She's going to be fine. She's him, on the other hand, like, you're left with Raquel. Like, have fun with that.
Seriously.
Have fun. Like, seriously. Absolutely not. But
see, and this is – okay, like – he's always known that Ariana didn't want to get married and, like, do the kid thing. So when – I mean, that was, like,
but what? She froze her eggs. Or I think she does that this season.
Oh, she? Does she?
I think so. I think that was part of it.
Really?
I might be making that up.
I thought that was Sheena.
No, I think – well, yeah, I think she did that too. But I thought that that was a
– that's really interesting. So they were maybe then talking about
– maybe, or maybe she was just changing her mind or whatever, what you're allowed to do.
So, I mean – I am a firm believer when you're going into, like, a relationship like that. And after a couple of years, if you're, like, you definitely want different things. This is why I was not shocked that Sandoval cheated on her is where I'm going with this is not because of who she is, but because of what she wanted was so different than just, what, like, he wanted.
Break up, you know?
That's exactly what I was going to say. No, that's exactly what, like, I was going to say.
Just be an adult and break up.
You went into that relationship knowing that Ariana never really wanted to get married, and you really do want to get married and have kids, and that's not something she's ever really wanted.
You bought a house together knowing that you
exactly.
Moron. Like, so exactly. If that's why you're like, oh, I can't because I, like, own a house. That was your fault.
That you knew.
Hello.
I
don't know.
But that's why I kind of think him and Raquel, I mean, if they do come out of this together, like, I'm like, I can't, like, I think Raquel wants to get married and have kids. Like, I feel like they're, what they want kind of does align, and, like, she's dumb enough to want to be with him.
Yeah. If she doesn't, like.
If her family, I mean, I would assume her family's intervening on this.
If that were my family, oh, my God.
They were, like, absolutely begging her to stop the show. I think even before this came out. I'm pretty sure I read that, like, her family was, like, begging her to, like, stop filming with them and, like, to get help.
They're like, dear God, please stop.
No, seriously, though. She's unhinged this season. Yeah, to be honest, she has, like,
such an idiot.
She does. She's had some funny moments, I will say. Like, just, like fun, like, before, well, I guess I thought this before this whole thing came out. But, like, in the first, like, two episodes when she's just, like, drunk and it's, like, kind of funny. Like, the conversations that she has, I'm like, she's, like, being silly, whatever. But obviously now we fucking know, like, she's just the worst.
Yeah.
But, like, since her and James broke up, she is a completely different person.
Yeah, which is, and she's fine.
No, but she's kind of, I'm not diagnosing, but, like, she's really leaning on alcohol, you can tell.
At least that's how it's all being edited together.
Exactly. Like, in social that's situations.
What production is wanting us to see.
I think in social situations, in the filming situations, she's getting, like, hammered out of maybe again, I'm not a fucking doctor, but, like, out of, like, a anxious, socially anxious, and she keeps talking about how she doesn't know who she, not like she doesn't know who she is without James, but, like, walking into things alone. And I think that's kind of contributing to, like, how much she's drinking on camera in these settings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just.
I hope it doesn't come out like one of those things, like, you know, like The Hills, like 10, 15 years later, where they're like, yeah, they were, like, feeding us alcohol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were like,
I don't think that, I feel like they wouldn't, only because now, since they own, like, these restaurants and stuff, like, they're going to Tom Tom and they're getting free drinks. They're going to Sir and they're like.
Well, there was one clip I think that Lala posted or someone posted, and it was like a, not like a behind the scenes, but kind of like she was, like, in her confessional, like, taping, but she was talking, like, to the production guy, and she was like, it reminded me of the scene from The Office where they're like, oh, you guys got, like, everything.
Yes, yes.
And
they, like, show him.
He goes, well, it's not scripted, so, you know, we whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, is it not scripted? Like, a little bit.
Okay, so that's what I also wonder, because I feel like the first couple seasons were not scripted.
Oh, 100%. Jack's ripped off that sweater in the parking lot. That lives rent-free in my head every day.
So good. It's so good. Those, like, I think that if I had a guess, I would say, like, season 9 was a little scripted. This, like,
I don't even remember what happened. This is, that was the one before this
so
one,
we
right?
started this podcast in between nine and ten, like last season and this season coming out, and we had been talking about how they needed to like step it up.
We were like, this is like lackluster. This is like, what?
Yeah.
I don't even like it's so, was that, what? I don't even remember the plot of
there wasn't one.
Yeah.
Well, so because at the reunion last year is when Raquel gave her engagement back to James. Mm. Right after that is when we found out about Lala and Randall. Uh-huh. And then a couple months later is when we found out about – well, like way later in the year is when we found out about Katie and Tom.
Right.
Tom Schwartz is also filming for Winter House right now. That LAX video of him, he was on his way to film Winter House. And then I saw pictures of him there with the cast.
Yeah. That's the thing with like Schwartz is you really – even though he has no backbone. He's easily influenced.
Totally.
You still like, I would still watch Tom.
Oh, Schwartz. Yeah. Oh, he's, you know, I love Tom Schwartz.
He's like a non-threat, but
he's a total non-threat. He's,
but also could you like
stand up
not
for someone?
Yeah.
Like once.
Could you?
Yeah.
Just like once.
Yeah.
Like your wife.
Maybe one time.
Just like your wife.
I can't, like, and he probably feels, I would imagine Tom Schwartz feels also like a dumb bitch because he was a pawn in Sandoval's game.
He looks like a dumb bitch.
And it's so sad. Mm-hmm. And I hope he realizes that, like, and is like, we need to, like, distance ourselves. And you know what I also found interesting, sorry, is at the beginning of the season, one of the first couple episodes, Schwartz says to Tom, I think in the first episode, he's like, you've just been like – MIA recently, you've been putting all your energy into like the band. Like, I feel like you've been like distant. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I kind of also wonder, is that also maybe when this whole thing started? Like, he's doing the band thing. He's got this new thing going with Rachel. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe he was subconsciously distancing himself from Schwartz, who's like closest to him, right? And like, obviously he's, and Ariana said the same thing in the beginning of the season. Yep. Ariana said, me and Tom don't spend quality time together anymore. Yep.
Makes sense.
So this whole timeline is making sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, I think this whole thing probably started very soon after they started filming.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're seeing the beginning stages of their secretiveness together, which is just filthy.
It's insane.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, no, they definitely are idiots, unhinged, craziness, but I just told Megan we've been talking for an hour and 11 minutes, so we're going to wrap it up.
No regrets.
No regrets. So as far as like the future of the podcast, which is just sounds like so silly because it's been such a long time.
I know.
But we do want to start recording more. But also we both have other jobs and things going on, but we're going to try our best. So I think the best way for us to start recording more consistently is we're going to make it less episode based, meaning like less Bravo episode based, which is kind of like what our first couple of episodes were. We were recapping basically what we had watched over the last week, but sticking to that timeline is just not realistic because I would literally have to wake up at like 4 a.m. to like watch an episode and be like, I have to be prepared.
Yeah.
And it's just not realistic. So I think we're going to keep it a Bravo centered podcast, but we're going to make it more general to Bravo things going on, but also like general pop culture going on. Megan, do you agree?
I completely agree.
This is recorded, so you cannot go back.
No, I completely agree. There's so many things I would love to talk about going on right now.
I mean, Selena and Haley.
We need to cover that.
Again,
to be
we're
honest.
Behind, so
no,
this
we
is
are.
Just part of who we are. But
I also, next episode, want to talk about New Jersey a little bit.
Yes.
Because I have a lot to say about New Jersey
as well.
New
Jersey has come out with a new season. I know, I think OC is filming or going to film.
There should be a trailer soon,
I heard. There should be a trailer soon. I think Beverly Hills is also filming.
Oh.
I saw a headline that Tom Girardi died.
What?
Is that true?
What?
I think it must have been fake because I didn't see anything else come out.
I did not see that.
It must have been like some like fake news.
That's
like,
really
weird thing.
Crazy though. Also, for any Jersey Shore fans, Sammy back on the family vacation.
Yes.
So that's other pop culture news.
Yes. So
saw her filming.
If everyone's okay with that. By everyone, I mean Kelsey, if you're listening.
Kelsey and Fishy.
For sure, are you out there?
Fish.
So that's going to be kind of the direction. If we actually want to continue to if we want to record more consistently, that and we're going to do less editing, meaning it's going to be more just like us chill hanging out, because that was another thing that just took a lot of time was recording and being self-conscious about what we sounded like. But now I feel, and Megan, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we're more comfortable now.
Totally. 100%.
And we know what not to say.
It's arguable I don't, but.
So, I mean, other than that, any last words, Megan?
Yeah, fuck Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Forever and goodbye.
Yeah. No, bye. Yeah, bye. Didn't like you to begin with. So.
Later.
Yeah, so.
No, but yeah, I feel like that was a good sum up. Yeah.
Feels good to be back.
It feels good to be back. I missed it.
I did too. And then I think future goal would be to actually film so we could put video to sound, but that's a whole nother like technology battle we have to fight. So that'll be for another day. So
we love it.
I think that's it. So as always, be on your best Bravo behavior.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye. Fuck Tom.